Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Hello and welcome to Authentic Real English. Rosie and I are doing a salsa class tonight. It's my favorite Latin American dance and I love the music. Salsa 是我最喜欢的拉丁舞，音乐可棒了。
Yes, and it's not easy. 1, 2, 3. Whoops! I'm not very good yet. I'm still finding my feet.
You're still finding your feet? No wonder you're so bad. How can you dance if you don't know where your feet are? 你如果连自己的脚都搞不清在哪儿，怎么可能跳好舞呢？
I do know where my feet are, Helen. When you say you're finding your feet in English, it means you're becoming confident at something.
So if I say I'm still finding my feet, it means I'm still getting used to a new situation. 原来 finding my feet 这个短语的意思是说我还在适应新环境，是个比喻，和脚其实没关系。
That's right. And when you say you've found your feet, it means you've become familiar with a situation.
Let's have a look at some examples.
Lauren has only been at her new job for 4 days, so she's still finding her feet.
My daughter started secondary school 2 weeks ago, but she's already found her feet. She's made loads of new friends and really likes her teachers.
I've been living in Egypt for a year, but I still can't speak Arabic very well.
I'm sure you'll find your feet soon.
这个短语还挺有用的。人们经常在开始新工作时或者学新东西的时候说
That's right. And I feel like I'm getting quite good at salsa now.
Really? It looks like you're still finding your feet. Rosie 觉得她的 salsa 已经跳得不错了。我看她还没找到自己的脚呢。She's still finding her feet.
I might ask someone to dance with me, Helen. That guy over there is pretty good.Hi, would you like to dance?
Oh, okay.
Woo, this is fun. 1, 2, 3. Ooh, sorry. Did I step on your foot?
Oh.
It looks like Rosie's doing more than finding her feet. Rosie 不光是找到了其他人的脚，她还踩了别人的脚呢，这可糟了。
Authentic Real English from the BBC.